programs are good, the people are good, we need to fix some of the buildings, get some of this infrastructure. And National Grid is stepping up and being the first company locally to put money, time, volunteers from the company coming into this facility and let's stay at. We need other companies to step in at other facilities, Hamilton Street, Shannon Street. We need to help the kids in this city. We need to get them an opportunity where they can come someplace that's safe, learn some things. It's not just about sports, it's not about basketball, it's about school, it's about math, it's about science, it's about using clean energy. And I'm just grateful if National Grid would step up, because you know, they're a company that's not based here, but they obviously they have a big business here. But for them to come in here and start this program means a lot to me. Our foundation and other foundations will jump aboard and help with programming. But for National Grid to do this, it means a lot to me and to my foundation, to Julie and me.
Have you guys worked with the Boys and Girls Club before?
Yeah, we have. Over the last few years, we've done things with programmings. We have a dinner in the fall, which, you know, raises money, a fundraiser for them. But this is more to kind of get the infrastructure better and then go to work on programs once we get the infrastructure better.
Yeah, I mean, this gym is great, but driving by, it did seem like the facility needs a couple
upgrades. We need a little upgrade. You know, it's kind of like, it reminds me of our facility when we went from Manly into the new Mello Center, how much that helped us, helped our players. And when we upgrade the facilities in the Boys and Girls Clubs throughout the city, that'll attract more kids, more programs, and we'll get kids back going to school and graduating from school. That's the goal, to help these kids in the city. And I think we all have an obligation to do that. We all live in this area. We all live in this, we do business in the city. We come into the city. I think we need to support the city better.
$100,000 project?
They're coming up with $100,000 to start out, plus volunteers, mentoring, solar panels from the Warner company. That's going to help with each facility. We're going to have solar panels. All this is just a first step, but I think it's a great first step.
With the NBA draft coming up, do you get nervous for your players?
Yeah, you know, you always hope that things go well for them. I think that, you know, that Michael will have a good chance in the draft early. I think both our two seniors, I think James and Brandon Trish, will get a good opportunity to play. And that's all you can ask for. They will get an opportunity to play in the summer leagues, to go to pro camps. I think both guys will get that opportunity. And that's all you can ask for your players, that they get that opportunity and hopefully you know, have a chance to make it.
Any plans for a replacement for Tim O'Toole, or how do you feel about that?
Well, we're working on that now as we speak. He did a great job, and just in here for a year, but he got a great job. He's going to be one of the top assistants at Stanford, which is a huge promotion for him. He'll do a great job there. But we'll get a good replacement there pretty soon.
And any celebration for, you know, your final time with the Big East?
I think we've been through all that, and we're ready to go forward and launch into the ACC. We're excited about it. I noticed they gave us Duke and Carolina at home, so I guess our fans will get an opportunity to see two of the great programs in college basketball in the first year, which is going to be great for our fans.
How does the visibility of the draft help you grow?
You know, it's hard. I think it always helps if the guys drafted, guys make the NBA. I think that helps your program. Winning helps your program. All those things help.
How is Jeremy Grant?
Jeremy's good. He caught mono early, so he should be fine. He needed to come home and get a couple weeks off just to get himself back to full health. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.